as we walk down this road to Easter, this teaching series, Have You Ever, is to try to help us peel back the layers that we have calloused over our lives, over that beautiful creation that God created before you were even born. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know if you've noticed, but every week we've tried to peel back another layer of that onion in our subject matter that we've been talking about. We're trying to get to the heart of who God made you to be. And today it's despair. And despair is hard. Despair is dark. Despair is deep. Despair is scary. Because it makes us ask questions that 99.9% of the time we would never ask. Remember, the Apostle Paul says that we despaired of our lives. Now, he doesn't define what that means, but boy, this word's only used like 4 times in the entire Bible, folks. These are deep feelings. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come for us. That is a powerful metaphor that recognizes the awesome trust God bestows upon each of us. Think about that now. And at the same time, it honors how fragile we are. How fragile we are as bearers of God's grace and God's might. Think about that. Here we are. We can be crushed so easy. And yet God chose you to share God's power and God's healing and God's grace and God's love. God chose you by name. God chose you. The image allows Paul and us to celebrate the awesome blessing of life and joy and tribulation and despair and limitation and difficulty because we are God's chosen vessels. We do not need to make pilgrimages, say that 5 times real fast, or engage in extraordinary actions to prove our faith. Instead, we simply need to live our lives each day in ways that love and honor one another. Folks, now let's think about this. Live our lives each day in ways that love, help me, Marge. Live our lives each day in ways that love and honor one another. Love and honor one another. Love and honor one another. Let's say that together. Love and honor one another. Love and honor one another. Again, love and honor one another. What does that mean? You know what? You know those folks that say, Eric, and I've had them say it to me for years. Eric, I can't walk in that church. The ceiling would fall in. You know what? Obviously, they haven't paid attention to who is in the church. Matter of fact, some of you may be saying, yeah, they obviously don't know who the preacher is either. Right? Because I tell you what, we don't have plaster. The varnish would have been off the ceiling when I walked in. Folks, the church, I think it's very similar to AA in this manner. We walk in this church, we're saying, I am a sinner and I need your help. That is what the church is about. I am a sinner. I am broken, and I need your help. God, I have messed up, and I need your forgiveness. Dear Jesus, please help me. That is what it means to be a Christian. And then once we come into this place, look around you. What are we all for? What do you think? First, we need to accept, right? But also, we don't need to accept. We need to accept the person, but not necessarily be extremely accepting of how we are, because all of us need to grow, right? So accept us how we are, but help us be better, right? Right? So Ray can say, Eric, my brother, I love you, man, but you really messed up Sunday morning. Right? Or, Eric, I saw you... What's the name of a place I shouldn't be? I don't even know in this place.
Don't answer, Ray.
Yeah, don't answer, Ray. You passed. You passed. Ray could say, man, I've seen you someplace where you weren't supposed to be. I wouldn't think you should be asked to share with him why I was there. Or if I was there, he should say, you know what?
In cocoons, a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see.
Stands up free.
In our end is our beginning, in our time infinity. In our doubt there is believing, in our life eternity. In our death a resurrection, the last of victory, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see.
Amen. Please be seated.